All right, let's pick up where we left off. We're on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, in the second of the medium lines. There's a little brackets over there, Bagavriel Vyasa Zanov, that Gavriel came and made Vashti a tail, and that's why she didn't want to go down when Achashverosh called her to Achashverosh's party. So the Gemara says, we're still learning the Pesukim in the Megillah. Vayiktzof HaMelech Mo, the king got very angry. So, my Dolka Bei Kulehai, what did he get so angry about Achashverosh when Vashti didn't want to come? So, Amar Rav Shol Cholei, so really, Vashti, she sent him the following message. Baruch Raya De Abo, she says, you used to deal with the horses of my father. So, Abo Le Kabel Alfa Chamreshasi, my father, he used to drink wine, that could serve 1,000 men, Velo Ravi, and he didn't get drunk. Vahu Gavra, Ishtati Bechamre, and you, Achashverosh, you drank some wine, and now you're acting like a fool. Now you're drunk. So she insulted him, and he got very, very upset right away. So the king called to his wise people. Who are these wise people? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, of course, the wise people is the rabbis. That they know how to make leap years and when to set Rosh Chodesh. So Achashverosh said to the rabbis, tell me what to do. What should I do about Vashti? So Omer, the rabbi said, this is not a good position for us to be in. Hey, Chinavid, what are we supposed to do? Name Ale Katle. If we say to him that he should kill Vashti, Lamachar Pasuk Le Chamra, then he's going to sober up tomorrow. Vay Le Minon, and he's going to ask us, why did I kill Vashti? He's going to be upset at us. Name Ale Shavka. If we say, leave her alone, don't do anything. Come Zazlab Machusa. But she was insulting his kingship. So what are we supposed to do? Omer Lo. So the rabbis bunted. They said to him, Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash Reglinu Miyaratzeinu, since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and we're exiled from our land, Nitla Eitzam Imenu, we don't deal in these kinds of cases anymore. Veinoni Yoli in London, in Nefashos, we don't deal with capital cases. Zila Gabe Amod and Moav, the Yasiv Duchtayu, Kechamra, the Yasiv Adurayu. So you should go to Amon and Moav. They're still living amongst your kingdom, and they haven't been exiled. So you should go. You should go deal with them. Tosis here deals with whether it's really true that they weren't exiled. Tosis draws a distinction between Ammon and Moab. Really, that Ammon was still in its place, and Moab maybe was exiled. But because of Sancheir of Melech Asher, Sargon II of Assyria, he uprooted all of the people from different lands. So Tosis deals with that issue over here, whether it's really true. Tosis seems to assume it was true about Ammon, not by Moab. V'tama Amrulu, and it was really they said to them that Ammon and Moab, they're sitting there like wine sits on its sediment, and it was a good analogy. Why? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says Sha'anan Moav minu urav v'shokate hu al shmarav. That again, Moav is sitting, and it was like it's sitting on its from its young age, and it's serene on its sediment. Vluhurak mi kliyo kli, it hasn't been poured from one vessel to the next. Vagolo lo alach, it hasn't been exiled. Al kain amatamo bo v'recholon amer. So Moab is a good place to go when sitting. Oh, I think I made a mistake. Tosa says that Moab is the ones who are sitting, and Ammon got uprooted. Sorry, Tosa says the opposite way. Moab was staying in their land. Ammon was the one who was uprooted by Sargon II. Okay, very, very good. The Gemara says vakarove. So now the Megillah said that the Miyad immediately he called these advisors, and that's why those who are close to him are Karshinas Shesard Masas Arshish. Tamar is assuming that these are advisors from Moab. So Mary Levy, Kol Pasuk Zed, this whole Pasuk listing the advisors, Al Shum Korbanos Nemar, is all a reference to the Korbanos. How is that? Karshina, Amru Lo Malach Eishar Islefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angel said to God, Ribono Shel Olam, God, Kulam Ikrivi Lefanecha, Karim. See, Karshina, Karim, it's a play on word. B'nei Shana, Karim B'nei Shana, Karshina, right? It's a play on words. Did they bring before you Korbanos, the lambs, like the Jewish people did? Kiderach Shekrivi Lisor Lefanecha, Shesar, he's the next one. Kulam Ikrivi Lefanecha, Shtei Sorin, did they bring to you korbanos of birds, admasa, klum bonu lifanecha mizbach adama, did they build for you a mizbeach? Tarshish klum shimshu lifanecha bigde kahuna, did they use bigde kahuna before you? So we saw Achashverosh, he was wearing the bigde kahuna, Belshazzar also, but not in terms of avoda, they were just wearing it for themselves. So Tarshish is a reference to the bigde kahuna, chsibu Tarshish v'shoron b'yoshveh, because Tarshish is one of the stones on the choshen. Meres klum mirsu b'dam lifanecha, did they mix the blood before you? Marsin, klum mirsu b'menachos lifanecha, did they mix menachos? Menachos was flour mixed with oil. You used to have to mix it together. So did they mix menachos? Did they prepare a table, a mizbeach, a shulchan of bread, before you? Vayomer mimuchan. So now mimuchan is of those advisors. He's the one who speaks up. So tana mimuchan zehaman. So The rabbis taught that Muchan was really Haman. Why did they call him Muchan? Shemuchan leperonis, because he was prepared for punishment. Tosus actually writes that Muchan might have been Daniel. Look at the bottom. Tosus over there is kind of interesting. Amar of Kahana, Mikansha, Ahedio, Kofetz Barosh. From here we learn that somebody who's foolish, he jumps out in front. He always wants to talk first. So that's why Haman, Muchan, he jumped out first to be the first one to talk, even though it wasn't necessarily his place to speak right away. Lios Kulish Serebeveso. And so the decree that Achashverosh puts out is that every man should be the ruler in his house. Amar Rav, had it not been for this first decree that Achashverosh put out, that every man should be the ruler in his house, so then the Jews would have been destroyed. Why? Because everybody got this decree, and they said, what kind of business is Achashverosh sending out a decree that every man should be the ruler in his house? Pshita. Obviously the man is the ruler of the house. Even the lowest person is the ruler of his house. So when Achashverosh came out with the next message to kill the Jews, people didn't take him so seriously. They thought, what's wrong with this king? Nobody's really listening to Achashverosh anymore. The king sent out messengers to collect all of the ladies in the kingdom and to bring them to the palace to find a queen to replace Vashti. So Amar Rav, we see from here for that wise people act wisely and foolish people are foolish. What's it talking about? Wise people act wisely. He said David. It's talking about David HaMelech. When David HaMelech got old, sought out a lady who would stay with the king in order to keep him cold. Clothing wasn't keeping David HaMelech cold. This was Mida Kenegin Mida, because he cut Shaul HaMelech's clothing. So God made it that the clothing didn't really work to keep David HaMelech cold. So when he got old, so they found a lady to try to keep David HaMelech warm. So they put out that the king is looking for a lady. So when they put out that the king is looking for a lady, they didn't mandate that everybody come. They didn't collect people. They just told people that the king is looking for a lady. So kol man dehavali barta yasinili. So everybody wanted to come to assist and to serve David HaMelech. Uch silvia fros velas, but fools act foolishly. He put out this collection. So since David HaMelech was taking one lady, so people wanted to volunteer to bring to come. But since Achashverosh was taking everybody, so not everybody just wanted to line up and be with Achashverosh. Everybody was being with Achashverosh, so that people didn't want to do that. So they used to hide their daughters. So the Gemara says that the Megillah calls Mordechai Ish Yehudi, a man from Yehuda, but also Ish Yemini from Binyamin. So my Kamar, what's going on? Eliyahu say Kosiliyachse. If it wants to give us Mordechai's whole family tree, so then it should give us the whole family tree. But it doesn't. Vazala Binyamin. It should go all the way back to Binyamin. It doesn't. It just says Mordechai Ben Yair Ben Shimi, three generations, Ish Yemini from Binyamin. Ella Mai Shna Hani Tanakulan al Shmo Tani Maishnahani. Why does it only say these three generations? Sorry. So Tanakulan al Shmo. So these three generations are specifically describing Mordechai. It's not really a family tree. They're describing Mordechai. Nikra ben Yair ben Sheheir Einayim Shal Yisrael Bitfilaso. He is called Ben Yair because he enlightened the eyes of the Jewish people with his tefillah. Ben Shimi ben Sheshama El Tefillah, so he's called Ben Shimi because God heard his tefillah. Ben Kish Shehikish Al Shari Rachamim V'Niftechulo, because he knocked on the gates of Rachamim of compassion and they were opened for him. Kari Le Yehudi Alma Mi Yehuda Kasi. The Megillah calls him Yehudi, so it seems like he's from the tribe of Yehuda. Vikari Le Yemini, and they called him Yemini Alma Mi Binyamin Kasi. So it seems like he's from Binyamin. So which one is it? Is he from Yehuda? Is he from Binyamin? So Merav Nachman Mordechai Muchtar Bini Musa Hoya. He's both from Yehuda and Binyamin. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi, Avi mi Binyamin, his father was from Binyamin, V'imam mi Yehuda, and his mother was from Yehuda, V'rabbanan Amri, Mishpachos Miskaros, Zubazu. And the rabbi said that the families used to fight over Mordechai, Mishpachas Yehuda Omeres, the family of Yehuda used to say, Ana garim de misyalet, Mordechai, we made it, Yehuda made it that Mordechai would be born. Why? Dilo katli David li Shimi ben Gera, because when David didn't kill Shimi ben Gera, it enabled Shimi ben Gera's family to continue, and that's how we ended up with Mordechai. Machas Binyamin Amr, and the families of Binyamin, they said, Minoy Kasi. They said, what are you talking about? You would have given me a break, right? He's a Benjamite. He's from us. Rava Amar Kenes Yisrael Amr Li Idach Kisa. Rava said, no. Instead of fighting for having Mordechai, they used to fight in the opposite direction. They used to fight against Mordechai, Yehuda and Binyamin. At least the tribes of Israel would be against Yehuda and Binyamin. So they used to say, Re'uma Asali Yehuda, Umashilim Li Yemini. Look what Yehuda did, look what Binyamin paid us. Ma Asali Yehudi, what did Yehuda do? The tribe of Yehuda Delo Katli David Lishimi, when David didn't kill Shimi ben Gera, Disyalin Mine Mordechai. So that enabled Mordechai to be born to Mekanya ben Haman. And Mordechai, he aroused Haman's jealousy. If Mordechai wouldn't have done anything, then we would have been fine. Umashilim Li Yemini, and what did they pay us? The Benjamites, this is derogatory, Delo Katli Shol La'agak, because Shol didn't kill Agag, this yelled Minei Haman, because then that enabled Haman to be born, because he comes from Amalek, to Mitzar, Li Yisrael, it would give the Jewish people a lot of troubles. So you see here, according to Rava's tradition, the Jewish people were not happy with Mordechai, they were not happy with Yehuda, they were not happy with Binyamin, because it enabled Mordechai and enabled Haman, the whole story. Rav Yochanan Amar Li Olam, and Binyamin Kasi. Rav Yochanan said, really, he came from Binyamin. Vamai Kari Le Yehudi, why'd they call him Yehudi? Al Shum Shekofar Ba'avodah Zara, because he wouldn't bow down to the idol. He rejected Avodah Zarah. Shekola Kofar Ba'avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi, because anybody who doesn't bow down to idols is called Yehudi. Kitechsev Isi Guvrin Yehudoyin. This is talking about Hanan Vishoah Azariah, when they wouldn't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol. So the pasuk calls them Gavrin Yehudoyin. He calls them these Yehudi people. So you see, anybody who doesn't bow down to idols is called Yehudi. Let's go a little bit further. Why not? Rav Shimon ben Pazi, we're on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Shimon ben Pazi, ki ave pasach with Divrei Hayomim, when he would learn, teach Divrei Hayomim, when he would learn Divrei Hayomim, he would say, kol dvarecha echad, all of your words are really one, va'anu yodin l'darshan, and we know how to explain them. What does that mean? This is what it means. V'ishto Yehudiya, this is what the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, his wife, the Yehudiya, yolda es Yered Avi Gedud, she gave birth to Yered Avi Gedud, Gedor, sorry, the father of Gedor, v'es chever Avi Socho, v'es Yukus. So it seems like she gives birth to three different children who then each have one child each. And these are the sons of Bisya, the daughter of Paro, Asher Lokach Merit, who married a fellow named Merit. Now the Gemara is going to explain this whole pasuk. Why does it call her V'ishto Yehudiya, his wife who was a Yehudiya? She wasn't a Yehudiya. She was, if anything, a Gioris, because she was Bas Paro. So, Avshum Shekafra Avodah Zarah, because she rejected Avodah Zarah. When she goes down, and when she first takes Moshe out of the yard, the pasuk says that she goes down to wash by the yard. She went down to wash from the avodah zara of her father's house. So Bas Parah, she rejected avodah zara. That's why the pasuk calls her Yehudiya, because like we just learned, anybody who rejects avodah zara is called Yehudi. Yolda, Varibuye Rabise, why does the pasuk then say that she raised Moshe? She didn't raise Moshe. Why did it say that she birthed Moshe? She didn't give birth to Moshe. She raised Moshe. So Loman Lakashakolam Agado Yasam Vyasoma Besoch Beso, Ma'alava Kasav Kilu Yolado, that anybody who raises orphans in their house, so the pasuk makes it as if they had birthed them. It's actually really interesting. If I remember, it's Chachma Shlomo or Shlomo Kluger, in the beginning of Ibn Ezer, sorry, where he discusses whether or not adopting a child would fulfill the mitzvah of Peru or Avu, and this is one of the major sources that he discusses. Anybody who raises orphans is if they gave birth to them. So is it really true that it's if they gave birth to them would you fulfill the mitzvah of Peru or Avu? Good. Yered Zeh Moshe. Yered is called Moshe. V'lominik Rishmo Yered. She Yorad Lehem Yisrael Man Biyamav, because he brought down man in his days. Gedor. Moshe is called Gedor. She Godar Pirtzo Sein Shal Yisrael, because he mended the fences, meaning of the Jewish people, meaning whatever they did something wrong, so he was helping them. Chever, he was called Chever Moshe, Shechiver as Yisrael Avin Shema Shemayim, because he attached the Jewish people to their father in heaven. Socho, why is he called Socho? Shenasan Yisrael Kisuka, because he provided like shade for the Jewish people, protecting them when they made mistakes. Yikusiel, he's called Yikusiel. Shekovul Yisrael Akel Biyamov, because the Jewish people, they hoped for God in his day, so he's called Yikusiel Moshe. Zanoach, why is Moshe called Zanoach? Shezniach Avinosei and Shal Yisrael, because he threw away the sins of the Jewish people via his prayer. Avi, 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 but it's not just these names, it's the father of. So why is Moshe called the father of three times? Because he was Av Batorah, Av Bachachma,
Av b'nevius. He was the father of Torah, wisdom, and nevuah. Ve'ilu b'nei Bisya asher lokach mered. And these are the sons of Bisya, who was married to Mered. V'chi Mered Shemo. His name wasn't Mered. V'alo Kalev Shemo. Kalev ben Yefuneh. He married Bas Paro, the one who took Moshe in. He married him. Kalev married her. Did you know that? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Kalev Shemarad Ba'atzas Meraglim. It makes sense, because Kalev, who rebelled against the advice of the Meraglim, v'yisa es Bas Paro Shemodar Glulei Be'Savia, that he would marry Bas Paro, who also rebelled against the Avodah Zarah of her father's house. Rashi here writes that her name wasn't Bisya either, but that the Pasuk calls her Bisya because she became a daughter of God. So his name was Kalev, the Pasuk calls him Mered, her name was, I don't know what her name was, she was the Bas Paro, the Pasuk calls her Bisya. Okay, we'll stop here.